continues live from the Tellurian Celebrity Golf Tournament, and he is now bracketed. Bracket coverage of old boy. On one side of him, Santana Dotson. On the other side, much like they were when they were manning the middle of the Packers defensive line, it is Gilbert Brown joining Will Detausch. How you doing, big fella?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's just
a good-looking shirt, man.
I'm just happy that we got Tausch in the middle. You know, two defensive guys got him cornered right
now.
I'm
not going to lie to you. If this was an airplane, I would not – this would be a miserable run. I would need a lot of streaming services and a lot of your bourbon.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
I want to make sure Gilbert can give a pop for his new
a plug, yes. Yeah. J. Henry and Gilbert Brown collab. Is that the word?
I think it's collab,
I don't know how to, yeah, I don't know how to spell it. But anyway, collaboration on some bourbon. And it's called Gravedigger Whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Give us a review. How is it?
Hey, it's some good stuff.
Okay.
It goes down smooth.
If it wasn't, would you say it wasn't?
Oh, I would tell him.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Yeah, I would let him know.
It's 93 proof, though.
Is it 93?
Yeah. Oh, that's clever. Proof. That's very good. Yeah. That's good marketing.
Did you think of that yourself?
No, Jay Henry did.
Jay Henry did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I like it. 93.
There you go. All right, Gilbert, I just asked Santana a little bit.
Yes.
Can you say, you know, with how important that interior part of the defensive line and where Green Bay's at right now, everybody knows about Micah, but as far as getting after the quarterback and kind of just where they're at with that group, how do you see it so far?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, the dynamics of the defensive line, if you go back to our defensive line, you had Reggie White and Sean Jones on the outside. Now – Santana was inside with me, and I tried to help him as best I could.
He had CTE before
CTE.
How to run stunts and all that stuff. Yeah.
Hey, man, what are we doing this play? anyway, so the dynamics of the defense.
How many hours you two sit in a sauna together?
Oh, man. But anyway, the dynamic. Can I finish? The dynamics of the defense is me and Santana has to push the rabbit out of the box. So that's why Reggie White, Sean Jones, and sometimes Santana Dotson got all the sacks, because our job is to create pressure up the middle so we can run the rabbit out of there. So the dynamics of the defense is you got to have something to complement the other side or something in the middle to get the pressure in the box to get the quarterback out.
So Push the rabbit out the box.
You a squeezer? You a squeezing a rabbit?
I'm a biter.
You're a biter. You
bite that.
Arr. Bite the fur.
You're like Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer.
You ain't going to get that breakdown anywhere else.
No, you're really not. Hey, you know what? Just this reminds me, because there were many times when I would make my way to that area of the locker room, especially that time I had the giant infection in my face, and you two were very concerned about me in Chicago, so much that you said, "Is that contagious? Don't come by us," which I appreciated your concern. But you guys, in all seriousness, you were such a great duo act on the field, and then obviously off the field, the closeness that you guys have is hard to replicate. Is that again, Santana was talking about this earlier, Gilbert. Is that another indicator of, yeah, you have to have great players, but if you don't have the connectivity and the camaraderie, no matter how many great players you have, you're not going to accomplish the ultimate goal?
I believe so. Ron Wolf, Mr. Ron Wolf, and his staff, not long was they watching how good you are and, you know, this and that. They also went back and tried to see what kind of person you were. Because if me and Santana, if we never met, and we was walking down the street, and we were just two regular people, I'd slap him, you know. Just slap taste out of his mouth, you know. But since Mr. Wolf brought us together, I'm tired of him always talking about, I'm 6'5", I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, dude, you're not 6'5", you're 6'4".
Well, even if you were 6'5", you're not 6'5" anymore, because we all shrink. right?
Everybody but him, Towns.
This
interview is not about height, Towns. But I am still 6'5", baby.
Oh, God.
I still am.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, like I was saying, I think Mr. Wolf and everybody really did their homework on putting that team together because, I mean, everybody in the locker room just liked everybody. You know, it was no cliques. It was no this, that, or the other. I think Tosh used to go out on Thursday night and get some wings too, didn't
you? I tried to, yeah.
It was never a black and white thing.
Weighing on that Friday was
always Yeah. That's why you never saw
me. So you got in that sauna.
Yeah.
But to Jason's point, it takes that camaraderie to be able to get through. Because when everybody's winning, everybody loves each other, right?
Yeah.
It's when you have a tough loss in Indy or you lose games that maybe you don't think about, that's when you need to lean on all of that chemistry that you guys have, and that's where you springboard and have the resiliency to go and do what you did in Santana 30 years ago now.
Yeah, it's a long time. I mean, we all getting gray hair and, you know, and grandbabies and all that crazy. The real life stuff that we didn't think could never happen to Superman happened to us. So.
It's happening. And I'll piggyback on that, too. You know, a lot of it, you know, you see the camaraderie and how we got along, but we also, you know, getting along now, and we also got along then. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about not wanting to let your teammate down, but not only that, knowing where your teammate's going to be. So, you know, the fact that we could be so dominant on the inside, a lot of times we played well off of each other. I definitely knew, like, hey, I can shoot this gap, for instance, and I know my brother, Aguil, is going to be on the backside, so there is no cutback for the running back. Mm-hmm. So if I can chase and funnel him into his back, or he's got to come to me, or he's going to go back to Aguil.
Because you know I ain't going to do all that running. I ain't doing all that running.
You didn't want to do a lot of running, but if I could run it to him.
Yeah, run it to me, baby boy. I'll take it for you.
Pull out the shovel. Here it comes.
That's a trust thing, right?
Yeah, you got to be able to
trust. You have to trust. You're going to be in the right spot because if you're not, A, you're going to look bad. You're not going to get the job done.
Yeah.
But it also puts you in harm's way.
That's right.
Especially with a guy like Barry Sanders. You better know where you're supposed to be or he's going to make you be on that Cadillac commercial.
All right.
I still have nightmares about Barry.
Yeah,
is he the guy? Is that
he
the one
is
where
the guy.
It was you just like well, you were talking about Wemby the other day and how you're a big hoops guy.
Yeah.
How freakish he is and you have to watch. Same thing, Barry Sanders. You guys obviously had to do your job, but that was one where you're like when Randy Moss said, it's Brett Favre out there, I gotta see him, is that kind of the attitude?
Yeah, exactly.
In?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. And you know, and the fact that we played him at least twice a year. And, you know, in the conference, in the division. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we've done well against him, but I can't tell you how many times he might have had 20, 30 yards by halftime, and then all of a sudden he broke two runs and he's got 160 yards at the half. You know, I mean, he's just one of those guys that every play it takes all 11 or all 11 plus the sideline, so all 12 defenders to be able to handle him.
It's kind of like Vernon Maxwell when he said Michael Jordan made him lose sleep at night.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
go to bed.
That's how he going to make us lose some sleep that night.
All right, we know we got to let you guys go, but you said playing Barry Sanders twice a year. You also played the Bears twice a year. Tausch wants to see a little more fire, a little more.
I mean, you guys remember this. They'd have guys come in to speak, like
the
old guy.
Yeah.
I remember Fuzzy Thursday came in and spoke to us about the importance of that rivalry.
Yeah.
And I just felt like we had beaten him so much, Rodgers with the ONU, that I thought the intensity gap was too heavy towards Chicago, and I thought that played itself last year.
Yeah.
What are we, I mean, as fans now, how do you want the current players to kind of handle all that?
I always try to tell everybody I go bear hunting with a switch. I want to annihilate the Bears every time they touch the field because you get sick of the 85 Bears and how good they were. I mean, put our stats up against the 85 Bears. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where I never lost to the Bears.
Never?
Never. And if we did during my tenure, I didn't play that game. Huh? Sit your ass. Hey, they got real eggs on the thing now. We need to go get some more real eggs. They ain't got powdered eggs. They got
those real eggs.
I like the real eggs. Yeah.
All right. You got
Santana,
you
before we go, do you kind of feel the same way as Gilbert? Like that is the gold standard as far as that's.
Yeah, it's a rivalry, and I would have to agree with you, Tosh. Like, you know, being linemen, I think we look at different innate things, right? Like the running, the block, and the tackling has to be a little bit more physical on a bear week, right? You've got to finish everything, every tackle, every block, you know. Yeah. So I watched that last year, and I was kind of disappointed, you know. So hopefully, the rivalry is back the way they dominated.
Well, it's definitely back.
It's definitely back. They're an up-and-coming team, so we got to deal with them. So hopefully Jordan and the boys will be ready this year.
All right.
We'll be ready. They will be ready.
You guys go get your eggs, and before we say goodbye to Gilbert, in fairness, in 141 career NFL games, including playoffs.
Oh, he's fact-checking you.
He did have 8 sacks, so don't be short-shrifting the big fella.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
All right, y'all be good. You.